Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio West, your show for all things kayak fishing in Oregon, Washington, California, and beyond. Now, here's your host, Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Hey folks, this is Isaac the Nothing Miller, and thank you for tuning in to Kayak Fishing Radio West. While you're listening in, make sure you head over to kayakfishingradio.com. That's where you can find our links for Facebook, Twitter, and some of our archives as well. You can find our link to iTunes there to get everything downloaded straight to your iPhone or your iPod. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's the best way to keep track of what is going on with all the kayak fishing radio shows. It's five of them a week. Rumor has it we're going to have six a week coming very soon. Somehow, I totally forgot today was Tuesday. Definitely not prepared for tonight's show. Even if it's just a few minutes long, I'm hoping to get you hooked up with at least some good information if you're still making your weekend fishing plans. As always, if you want to call into the show, maybe you have a question about kayak fishing in the West, maybe you have a recent fishing report to share, anything, please feel free to give me a call. We can get you live on the air. The phone number to dial, area code 714-816-4727. Like I said, that'll get you straight to me, and we can get you going on the air and talk about some fishing, you know. Can't go wrong with that. So first up, some bits of fishing knowledge you might need if you're planning on going fishing this weekend. Of course, here in Oregon, it's all about fall Chinook right now. They're making their run in, and fishing is great. Start off, Astoria, Buoy 10, probably the most well-known fall Chinook fishery in Oregon, right at the mouth of the Columbia River. The fishing is great, which can be told. You can almost walk across the Columbia on some days. So many boats out there. There's a lot of fish to be caught. You know, right now coming in, there's steelhead. There's almost always steelhead coming in. We've got the fall Chinook. Everything goes on fall Chinook. These are going to be wild fish. We're talking 4-5 year old fish, upwards of 40 pounds. Big kings. Big kings. Also at the same time, we have native and hatchery cohos. Hatchery cohos, bonk them, bleed them, throw them in the cooler. The native ones, keep them in the water, pull the hook, let them swim. It's the only way to do it on those guys. Like I said, but the Chinook, there's tons of them. The wild ones, open game. Astoria fishing so far, been kind of slow. Everyone's waiting for it to hit any moment now. I haven't got updates about today. It might have been today. It might be tomorrow. Probably this weekend. You know, we got that little bit of rain that came through. That's going to work its way through the system, cool down the water temps, get those fish going crazy. Best time is on an incoming tide. The Chinook, all the salmon prefer that colder water, and that incoming tide helps bring in a lot of that cooler seawater. Whereas the Columbia River's, you know, up around 70 degrees. So take that cool water ride in, and that's when they're going to be on the bite. My favorite area, out in the Hammond, it's the Sawdust Troll. It's real easy to get to. It's a quick paddle out of the Hammond Marina. You can't miss the sawdust pile. There's a mill right there, huge pile of sawdust sitting there. Run out to the green buoy, run your troll. There's a lot of other boats out there. You'll know what to do. It's not too difficult. Plug cut herring work. Of course, the best bet in my book are spinners, big salmon spinners. They work really great out there. You can use a flasher. Your call. Some people do, some don't. It's not always necessary. You know, if you're out there and you're seeing boats getting takedowns and you're not, see what they're doing. If they're running a flasher, put a flasher on. If they're going without a flasher, take your flasher off. That's the best, you know. See what everyone else is doing. You're going to catch fish. Like I said, buoy 10 fishing can be a boat show. Wear your PFD. Fly a safety flag like the Yak Attack Visipole. And have a VHF radio. Those are three safety necessities when you're out there in that water. You know, the mouth of the Columbia River is a navigable waterway. That VHF radio is very important to hear about any barge traffic coming through. If the Coast Guard has concerns about the way the tide's swinging, if the swell's going to pick up and they need boats off the water, you're going to hear about that on your VHF radio. And it's also the best way to communicate with other boats around you on the water. Have a VHF radio, wear your PFD, fly your safety flag, and that's going to keep you from getting run over, keep you from drowning. And if you have any problems, you're going to be right there, safe, ready to go. Like I said, fish the incoming tide, and you should have some pretty good luck. I know the church hole, the chapel hole on the Washington side has been kind of slow. It's weird. It seems to be going through some major fluctuations. Sometimes there's a lot of fish there, and then it turns off, and there won't be fish there for hours, if not days. And then boom, right back on again, filling up coolers. Fishing's been good out there. The best way to get fish is to be on the water. So head out to Astoria, Hammond, Oregon. Do some buoy 10 fishing. You'll have a great time. If you're not anywhere near Astoria, go further south, especially if you are already south. Go to the Rogue. Oh, my goodness. Even if you're here in Portland, maybe you're up in Vancouver, Washington. If you've got an Oregon fishing license, definitely it's worth going down to the Rogue River right now. It's hot, to say the least. From what I understand, you can walk across the Rogue River on the backs of kings. It's insane right now. There are fish everywhere. There's some tons of great fishing to be had. You don't have to go far. Best fishing is just within the lower 3 miles of the river, right there in the tidewaters. And, great fishing going on right now. All you need, Rogue Anchovy Spinner. Look it up on Google. It's just a little nose clip and a spinner blade. And it's long been a killer on the Rogue. Definitely check it out. You can't go wrong with that Rogue Anchovy Spinner. The reason why it's named the Rogue Anchovy Spinner, because it kills them on the Rogue all the time. Here shortly, if you like fly fishing, you can catch these same fish further up in the system on the fly. A couple years ago, dude pulled in a 71.5-pound king on the fly. How awesome is that? That's on the Rogue River. Like I said, fishing there has been awesome. You don't want to pass that up, if at all possible. So just fish the lower part of the system. Incoming tide is the best way to go on that. Again, they're looking for the colder water. Fortunately, the Rogue's not near as warm as, say, the Columbia or the Willamette Rivers. So they're going to be easy to find, easier anyway. And, like I said, that's the gist of it right there. Just go fish the Rogue. Just throw that anchovy spinner in the water somewhere in the lower 2-3 miles of the river, and you're going to start catching some Chinook. It's been incredible. Again, be safe, of course. Have your PFD, have your safety flag, you know, get yourself a Visipole, put that on the kayak. You're going to be good to go. You can troll right through the mouth. It's really hard to say. There's a lot of fish in the system. You'll see other boats out there. Follow them. Like I said, rogue anchovy spinner. That's all you need. And you're going to find some fish. If you're looking to do some steelhead fishing, there's plenty of steelhead going through the system right now. You just got to pick the spots to go. A lot of the coastal rivers are doing really well right now. If you're into fly fishing, I do it that way. I don't know about kayaking on a lot of those rivers at the moment. I haven't looked at river levels to see how things are looking, so you might want to think about where you're going, how you're going to be fishing. However, if you're willing to head east, do it. There's a lot of fish going over the Bonneville Dam. Drop anchor at either the mouth of the Deschutes River or the mouth of the John Day. I'm sure you can do the same thing right now in the lower part of the Columbia, down at the Klickitat River. Just set up, drop anchor right at the mouth of the rivers. And you're fishing this time, you're going to be using spin glows and prawn tails. It's a classic setup. In fact, if you go to YouTube and look up my video, How to Plunk for Salmon, you're going to be doing pretty much the exact same thing, but you're going to be doing it from your kayak on anchor. You're using spin glows and a prawn tail, number two hook, and just going for it. Take my biggest advice, take several different spin glows out there with you. There's so many different colors out there, and what the fish are going to be biting on varies constantly. So what I like to do, like I said, go out with a variety of colors. My go-tos are anything that have chartreuse. I love Mylar wings, and it better be UV reflective. These fish are going to key in on that UV and then the color. Chartreuse is what I prefer. Watermelons also do very well. And just get out there and do it. There's a lot of fish being caught. There's a lot of fish going over the dam. So there's a lot of good possibilities out there. You should probably, even if you're in the lower area, you could probably do the same thing down just below the mouth of the Sandy River. Ideally, you're looking for shallow water. I'm talking 10 to 15 feet. You don't have to go out deep. They're getting, coming out of these mouths of the rivers, you've got some cooler water already compared to the Columbia. So just be downstream, right around 12 feet of water. Throw that spin glow and prawn tail out there. You're going to find some steelhead. I almost guaranteed it. Can't quite go there. But that's, like I said, that's your best bet. And I want to say they've been catching some fish using that same method down on the Willamette, right at Clackamas Park, right at the entrance to the Clackamas River. Fishing there has been a lot slower. I usually don't expect that to pick up until October. So that's the steelhead story. People in the Seattle area, the Puget Sound pinks have been creating quite a stir lately. It's been pretty incredible fishing all over the map. Every area, I think, right now is open to steelhead. I could be wrong. I don't live in Washington anymore. Go to the ODFW website to get the exact information on what is open where. But I know if there's pinks in the area, they've got to be open right now. Easy fishing. And some of my favorite places, Dash Point, Browns Point, and the Squally. They're great places. You can launch from the beach for most of those, except for Nisqually. A little bit different situation there. There is a boat launch just to the south of Nisqually, which is a good place to go. Easy place to get onto the water. Definitely do it that way. You know, like I said, the pinks are just going off the hook. Lure of choice there, pink buzz bombs. If you're in Washington, you know what a buzz bomb is. I know folks outside of the area may not necessarily know, but pink buzz bombs are the lure choice for most humpback fishermen. Always have, probably always will be. It's a way to go. You know, and if you're looking for maybe picking up a fish on the fly, you can do that as well. You know, anchoring up in a lot of the areas here where these fish are running through, you can cast some, I probably do some pink streamers. Sinking line for sure, so you can get down to where the fish are and just kind of let it drift through the current. I bet you it's going to pick up. Fish are hot right now, like I said. The Puget Sound pinks, definitely the way to go if you're fishing in Washington. It's going to be awesome. Still is going to be for a while longer. The Chinooks are on their way soon, though, so be ready for those. Alaska is still giving out some good fishing. You know, of course, it's Alaska. They pretty much always put out some pretty good fishing. Right around the Seward area, there's still a lot of coho running through, and it's doing very well for a lot of guys. Some days, they're full limits of. Other days, not so hot. Those cohos are still running through. Got to get out there and fish them. So there's a lot of rockfish going on as well. You know, those type of days. Alaska is well known for their fishery. So get out there. If you're in Alaska, start fishing. Jeez, you've been missing out. It's been a killer year up there. A lot of cool events going on here, at least in the Oregon area. In the next couple of weeks, you know, starting off just this weekend, we have the Next Adventure Beach Day. Now, this is an annual event that they do every year out at Cannon Beach. And generally, they're talking about kayak surfing, surf-specific kayaks. You know, they're out there in the surf, jumping around, just like guys on surfboards. A lot of fun. There are also going to be a couple of good clinics on, you know, launching, landing, etiquette of the surf, things to be aware of in the surf zone, how to control your boat. There's a lot of good things going on. They're going to be doing that as far as kayaks in general. And depending on the swell, we're going to be doing that for fishing kayaks as well, because fishing kayaks are a lot different machines than, say, touring and surf kayaks. They're a lot wider. You sit a lot higher. So, you know, surf depending, the folks at Next Adventure are planning on doing a fishing kayak surf zone clinic, getting in and out, all of that. Should be a good time. They're also going to be doing a surf competition. They're going to open it up to all paddle craft. So those of you with, say, an Ocean Kayak Frenzy, which was made to be a surf kayak, or maybe Ocean Kayak Trident 11, any of those small, short kayaks would be killer out there. They're doing it. Of course, there's going to be plenty of guys out there in their surf yaks, things like that. Little competition, friendly, of course. They're doing a couple awards, best ride, sickest wipeout, which would be me. I'll be wearing a helmet, as I suggest. Everyone does, of course, a PFD as well. They are also doing free food. They got a grill, an oyster bake. There's going to be clams. Of course, plenty of seafood. If you're not into the seafood, there'll be plenty of non-seafood things as well. And that's all free. Like I said, that's this Sunday that starts up. 9 a.m. The clinics start up around 10:30. That's out at Cannon Beach. You know, and the name of the actual beach there is eluding me, but Ecola State Park, Cannon Beach, and be a great place to be this weekend. From what last time I looked here, let me look it up again here. Let me get over to Magic Seaweed, because they're usually the best when it comes to the surf reports in Oregon. Last I looked, it was looking kind of hairy out there. And the current forecast, yeah, looks like they're still talking about 5 to 7 foot seas at 10 seconds. It's going to make for some great surfing action. Maybe not so great when it comes to fishing. Still a chance that that comes down. We can get out, you know, we can do, you know, the guys at Next Adventure will do their little in and out for the kayak fishing. And then maybe just stay out a little bit longer. Do a little bit of bottom fishing. See if we can get some fresh lingcod or rockfish for the grill. Be a great way to do it right there. Also, coming up, this is going to be September 17th. Next Adventure again is doing a Bass Yakin' Classic. This is going to be a kayak bass fishing tournament. Again, that's Saturday, September 17th. They're opening it up to all publicly accessible waters within a 50-mile radius of the Next Adventure Paddle Sports Center. That opens up Hag Lake. Of course, the Willamette and Columbia Rivers and the sloughs. Silver Lake, which is phenomenal fishery up in Washington State. A lot of good areas out there. You know, maybe you've got a favorite I didn't mention. Maybe I did mention your favorite. Either way, a lot of great fishing to be had. Registration fees just $20, which is a killer deal in my opinion. Let me back up. Sign up before September 10th. When it comes down to the final week, they are going to bump it up an additional $10. Not a big deal. Even still, $30, killer tournament, includes a barbecue and a raffle. The guys at Next Adventure have really figured it out. You know, the best way to give away prizes, raffle them all off. Winners of the tournament will get some great trophies. The trophies they had designed for the Sturgeon tournament the other month, I guess that was back in January, not even the other month, were awesome. So I can only imagine these new ones for the bass tournament can be pretty darn cool. Top three finishers will get trophies. Everyone else has a shot at some awesome gear in the raffle. It's going to be a good time. Tournament starts at sunrise, which is going to be approximately 6:51 a.m. You have to be back at the Next Adventure Paddle Sports Center by 4 o'clock. So if you're making a 50-mile run out to some water that you just love and know has big fish, plan to be off the water with enough time to get back to Next Adventure by 4 o'clock. Otherwise, your big fish just might be disqualified. Find out more information about both the Bass Yakin' Classic and the annual beach day. You can either go to nextadventure.net to nwka.org or to yakangler.com. We've got information on both those events on all three sites. Pretty redundant information, so it'll be the same wherever you're looking. Choose your favorite. Of course, I'm kind of partial to yakangler.com just because, well, I was the one that posted that information over there. There's been one so far, tuna trip, mothership tuna trip out of Oregon. We had six guys go out, do some tuna fishing. Only three of them actually managed to splash their kayaks in the water and catch some fish. The water was a little rough, and some guys had some troubles. So they stayed on the boat. The next one is already sold out. It's going to be in September. Best news, of course, in my opinion, best news is I'm going to be on that boat. I'll be out there 30, 40, 50 miles off the Oregon coast on the kayak, catching some albacore tuna. It's going to be awesome. I'm stoked. I can't wait. Got to pick out a kayak. I don't know what I'm taking yet. It's going to be a good time, though. In additional news, let's see. I got guess I ended up with a little bit more information than I thought. Big thing going on this week's been the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. This is a little fun, you know, Angler's Choice type thing for being run by Kayak Fishing Radio and YakAngler.com. I have to admit, I haven't been talking about this at all. I didn't mention it until tonight. I do apologize. There's a lot of guys that this Angler's Choice Award was kind of surprised folks with it. Like I said, I'm sorry. That is my fault. I should have been talking about it. I didn't. But I do have some news to share. You know, I was kind of surprised. You know, out at ICAST and that outdoor retailer, a couple of the big kayak anglers were at the shows, and they were asking me, "Hey, was I nominated? Hey, was I nominated?" Of course, I didn't know. I don't have the nomination information. I think I made an entry, though. I don't recall. But the voting is running right now. You can find the link for that at yakangler.com or at kayakfishingradio.com. You know, the voting's still in the early stages, but I have some kind of, you know, insider information going on. Let me update on what we're seeing here. As far as the Kayak Angler's Choice Award for Most Innovative Product of the Year, current voting, the top three are all very close and can change any day. Top three, the Yak Attack, Visa, Carbon Pro, Safety Flag, and Light. You've heard me say that name earlier. I love it. The Visa Carbon Pro is currently in the lead by just a hair, followed by our classic plastic fish grip, which is just an awesome tool. It's inexpensive. It floats. It holds fish. It's a great tool as well. And following again very closely is the Hobie Mirage Drive. Those three products are pretty much right up at the top for the innovative product of the year. It's going to be one of those two, three. One of the others, though, you never know. Might just sneak up there, catch some more votes. Let's see. Kayak Angler's Choice Award, Kayak of the Year. This is still really anybody's game, which is kind of surprising to me. It's hard to say what's going to happen. The top three right now, which are just one person away for the most part, the Ocean Kayak Trident 13, which is a killer platform, freshwater, saltwater, you name it. That kayak can fish anything. It's a great way to go. The Hobie Pro Angler, which is a boat. I'm just going to say that once. And the Hobie Revolution are actually tied. The Hobie Revolution is also a killer kayak just because it's narrower than, say, the Outback. A little bit longer. It's a whole lot faster. Almost as stable. It's not as wide, so you're not going to be standing up in it. But it's still a very excellent kayak fishing watercraft. I mean, it's the way to go. Now, those last two items, folks have talked about that earlier. We had Rob show on earlier today, and Redfish Chuck show yesterday. They leaked that other information already. Now here's some new stuff for you. Kayak Angler's Choice Award for Kayak Form of the Year. There's still some room here. There's still be some changes. Top three, Kayak Bass Fishing, Aqua Hunters, and Texas Kayak Fishermen. I could say I'm a member of two of those, but I probably only frequent one of those fairly regularly. Northwest Kayak Anglers is in the mix, though. One day of voting, they can be up on top. They're right in the middle right now. It wouldn't take a whole lot to bump them up into first place. Of course, that's where my vote's going to go, because those guys at the Northwest Kayak Anglers, again, that's nwka.org, they are awesome. If you haven't seen it yet, like I said, the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards, they're being run by Kayak Fishing Radio West as well as YakAngler.com. So anybody that's affiliated with either of those, or in my case, both of those organizations, automatically disqualified. But hey, that's okay. There's tons of stuff on here. You can vote on a daily basis, which is really cool. You know, I think that might be where a couple of the votes came from. But the last I heard, actually, was about 95% or 90% of all the voting going on have been from unique IP addresses. And that's going to suggest that these are people that haven't voted before. These are all still first-time voters, which makes things, you know, pretty cool. There are some Northwest folks here in the list. Of course, we have, you know, the Kayak Angler of the Year. We have from the Northwest, we have Bryce Mullenkamp up in Washington. We have Jason Self, who was a previous guest on the show. They're both in there for Anglers of the Year. We also have Jason nominated again for Fishing Guide of the Year. That's awesome. A whole bunch of kayaks to choose from. I still don't see my favorites pushing the top of that list yet. More voting would help. Like I said, of course, Northwest Kayak Anglers is the best little web form of the year. Can't go wrong with that. It's a good time. Head over, like I said, to kayakfishingradio.com, and you can get in on all the voting as well. There's a lot of stuff on here, a lot of voting. Innovative products, like I said, Anglers of the Year. There were the products of the year. Tons of stuff to choose from over there. And again, like I said, just head on over to kayakfishingradio.com or yakangler.com, your choice. It's a good way to go. That's all I've got. Let's see. Wait, no, that's not all I got. I almost forgot. I saw a report today that suggested, just kind of going over the stats of our web of Kayak Fishing Radio, and from what I can see, on any given week, folks are 25 times more likely to listen to the show in the archives than they are listening in live. That's fine, but you're missing out. Kayak Fishing Radio West is on the air every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you listen in live, you can join in the chat room. You can post up comments or questions. You can also call into the show. Talk to us all live. Let us know what's going on with fishing in your neck of the woods. You know, it's a great way to get out there. Maybe you've got a new product that people should be hearing about. Give us a call. Get on the show. Find out about it. Of course, if you want to potentially be a guest on the show, best way to do it, get a hold of us. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. The links for those are on our website, kayakfishingradio.com. Don't forget to check out our other Kayak Fishing Radio shows throughout the week. Like I said, we've got quite a few. Mondays, 5 o'clock Pacific time, Redfish Chuck is in with the news on the east coast of Florida. Tuesdays, 5 o'clock Pacific, Rob a Bad Backcast DeVore coming in from the west coast of Florida, from the Gulf Coast side. Tuesdays, we have Mark Wheeler, and he's in, if I remember correctly, Virginia Beach, Virginia. He brings in the Atlantic show. Of course, all those guys are battening down the hatches right now with hurricanes headed their way. It's going to make kayak fishing kind of interesting in the next week, but they're going to have something for you for sure. Yeah, Mark's show on Wednesdays, that's at 5 o'clock Pacific as well. Thursdays, 5 o'clock Pacific, is the Kayak Fishing Radio Roundtable Show. That's with Chip Gibson. He's the one that started the whole thing, and that one's always a great show. We got tons of people in the chat rooms, on the phones, just talking about kayak fishing from everywhere in the U.S. And I want to say there's been some outside the U.S. guests in the past as well. Could be wrong. Anyway, that's all I have tonight. Join me again next week, Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Pacific. That's with me, Isaac the Nothing Miller, on Kayak Fishing Radio West. See you guys.